Und wir machen direkt weiter mit
He's continuing now with André Novak, spokesman of the Tourism Working Group at the German Council for People with Disabilities and deputy chair of the ABID, Institute for Disability and Participation. This is the General People of Disabilities Institution, which brings together people with disabilities, their friends and family. And it is the subsidiary of an institute that ensures that people have access actively to all parts of life in Germany and in Europe. And this is supported on the by practice-based analyses. Mr. Novak, looking forward to hearing from you. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Wissler, ladies and gentlemen, friends. I'm looking forward to the 11th Accessible Tourism Day, and I'm very pleased to be able to speak to you from the Tourism Working Group at the German Council for People with Disabilities. Last year, I spoke last saying traveling without barriers, entering into new paths, and much has changed since then, of course, but the fact that we are entering new areas is something that we are working on. There are four things I'd like to talk to you about in my words of welcome. First of all, about the Accessible Tourism Day. The 11th Accessible Tourism Day is taking place within the framework. Unfortunately, it is not at the International Tourism Board, the ITB, trade conference here, which is a shame, not just based on the press information of the 9th of March, which talked about being successful. 5,500 exhibitors from 160 countries were at the trade fair. Over 90,000 visitors, including media presence, were there. The ITB Congress had 200 sessions, 18 different sessions, 400 top speakers, 24,000 participants came along to the panels and speeches and discussions. Sustainability and social responsibility were also issues. I'm quoting here. This year's ITB confirms the real need to meet in person. Impressive figures, but we weren't there. And the question of accessible tourism at the stands at the trade fair were almost not present. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm pleased that there are so many people who've joined us today, but an online meeting is limited. It is, you know, having a platform to really connect and exchange ideas is something we miss. So I very much hope that the 12th Accessible Tourism Day can be held within the framework of the ITB between the 5th and 7th of March at the Berlin Trade Fair grounds. And since the German government is financing the Accessible Tourism Day, Mr. Janicek, I would be pleased if we, together with Mr. Schlieper, could ensure that this happens. Then I'd like to talk about the rights of people with disabilities to access tourism. Now, Mr. Dusel already talked about it. It's set out in Article 30 of the UN Convention for People with Disabilities. Travel for people with disabilities are often very difficult or not possible, but people with disabilities want to travel just as much as people without disabilities, and they have a right to travel. Thus, with all due respect for the many good examples and initiatives that we will be hearing about today over the course of the day, we need 100% accessibility, not more, but also not less. The whole question of accessible tourism, according to the National Tourism Strategy in Germany, is very important. We very much welcome this, and we ensure everyone that we will offer us the support that we can to make this happen. We're very pleased that accessible tourism in the future German initiative of accessibility, Germany becomes accessible, is involved, because it says that in tourism, Germany will be pursuing the ideal of offering accessible tourism across the board in Germany. 100% accessibility cannot be achieved overnight. But we need to be talking today about how in Germany and the European Union and worldwide we can get there. For this, we need clear regulations to ensure we don't have anything new coming up that isn't accessible. And we need to have state programs in order to dismantle barriers and create accessibility across the tourist industry. Colleagues, friends, I would also like to talk about how people with special needs or people with disabilities can get the information they need in order to make informed choices about tourism and tourist activities. We need to have detailed and reliable information about accessibility or existing barriers so that people with various different impairments can make an informed decision about which of the tourist institutions and activities are usable to them, only limitedly usable to them or not. And we're talking travel, trains, etc., cultural activities, natural experiences, and other types of activities, etc. And for this, there is the Commissioner for People with Disabilities and the German government, and there's also a seminar on tourism regarding developing labeling and certification for accessible travel. This means that people with disabilities can now make informed choices about calculable risks they're prepared to take as they go abroad looking for tourist activities. This is important for accessible tourist services offered. We agree with Mr. Habeck, our Minister of the Economy, and others that we need to really get better at this. The number of accessible services is really not what it needs to be. We're having intense debates about the future of the labeling certification system. We are facing the question of whether or not the system is going to fail based on the work that we've put into it now, or if we can completely rejig the system to make it possible for people to really make informed decisions. And we want to spread the word not just in Germany, but also outside of Germany, because people who want to come to Germany from other countries or neighboring countries who are trying to develop accessible tourism, it's important for all of these. And the whole question of package tours is another that has to be discussed. We certainly agree that 2,500 certified tourists
Aber was ist das Ziel?
For activities as a very small part of the whole is not enough. Is 10% of 6,500 enough? I think that the aim has to be to ensure that all of the tourist relevant services are included in this. They should all become accessible. I'm sorry about the fact that you can hear a loudspeaker getting in the way of me speaking. We're voting. We're going to have to go and vote. Actually, we don't hear it as loud as you might think, says Ms. Wiesler-Schmacher. What I was going to say is that what we have to ensure is that nearly all, that as if possible, all of the tourist services available be made accessible. But this will only be possible if we get real information about accessibility and if it becomes a binding legal requirement. And only if we manage to do that will we be able to change the approaches. And so I'm very much looking forward to Mr. Janicek. And now, coming to my last point, that is involving those who are involved. 1 year ago, I'm afraid that the German Council for People with Disabilities for Sustainable Tourism, for financial reasons, had to be dissolved. Sorry, it was the tourism, accessible tourism working group, and this is no longer present, unfortunately. But I'm happy to announce that the German Council for People with Disabilities now have got a working group with well-informed representatives of various different organizations. So once again in Germany, we have a common voice of the organizations representing people with disabilities around accessible tourism. And some of the members of the DBR, the German Council for People with Disabilities, from the Working Group on Tourism, will be speaking to you today. The path in a world of tourism to a path in a world of accessible tourism is something that we have to make happen together, and not against one another, but together. So that will only work if the motto of not over our heads, but with us, is actually practiced. Friends, participants, there are 4 points that I said to you, and I'd like to go through them again. So we want that the next accessible tourism day occurs in March 2024 at the ITB, with the option of taking part online. And we want accessible tourism across the board throughout the entire tourist infrastructure. And we'd like measures to dismantle barriers and prevent new barriers from being put up. And then we want a national certification and labeling system with detailed and reliable information about the current accessibility state throughout the entire tourist infrastructure. Certification of this kind has to become a legal requirement. And fourthly, we expect that in tourism policy, it becomes a matter of course that people with impairments are involved in the process. So I will now stop my words of welcome, but I would just like to thank everyone involved for their work and very much look forward to listening to interesting talks.